Chapter 8.
Did you see that? Said Tom angrily.
See what? I said.
You think I'm stupid, don't you?
He said. But that Gatsby is no good. He was right about the petrol, though, said Jordan. We'll have to stop at the garage. Tom pulled over at the garage. It was Mr. Wilson's garage in the Valley of Ashes, and I could see Myrtle at an upstairs window. She looked very upset. Mr. Wilson didn't look very happy either.
Just half a tank, said Tom.
Mr. Wilson was very slow.
What's the matter with you? Said Tom.
I found out today that some man has been seeing my wife, he said. I'm going to take her away. She's really upset about it. I looked back up at Myrtle. She looked down at us in angry sadness.
Good for you, said Tom, and drove away very fast.
I could see Tom was very upset now, too. He was losing his wife and his other woman all on the same day. Tom took us to a big luxury hotel where we got drinks in a private room. When Daisy and Gatsby arrived, she said, "Open another window."
"There are no more windows to open," said Jordan.
"You should forget about the heat," said Tom. "You make it 10 times worse by talking about it."
"Why not leave her alone, old sport?" said Gatsby.
"That's an odd expression of yours, isn't it?" said Tom.
"What is?"
said Gatsby.
"Old sport," said Tom.
"Wherever did you pick that up from?"
"Now see here, Tom," said Daisy. "If you're going to be rude, I shall leave. Now let's call for some ice instead."
But Tom did not move. "I think it might be Mr. Gatsby who is the one being rude."
"He's not being rude," said Daisy. "You are."
"Nonsense," said Tom. "I know you two are together, and yet he isn't even upper class."
"He is so," said Daisy.
Gatsby looked pleased. He wanted Tom to know about him and Daisy.
"It's true," he said.
"Daisy and I have been together for 5 years.
5 years? Said Tom. "Is this true?"
he asked Daisy.
"No," she said.
"Not seeing each other for 5 years, explained Gatsby. "But we've been in love since we met 5 years ago.
She's been waiting for me."
"She didn't wait for you," said Tom.
"She married me. She's my wife."
"Well, I want her to be my wife," said Gatsby.
"And so does she. Don't you, Daisy?"
We all looked at Daisy. She was very upset.
"Please don't," she said quietly. "Please don't."
"Ha!" said Tom. "See, she doesn't want to be your wife."
"Tell him, Daisy,"
said Gatsby.
"Tell him you never loved him and that you want to be my wife."
Daisy was very quiet. Eventually, she said,
"I can't say that. I did love him. I do love him. I love you both. But Tom and I are married, and we have a daughter."
"See," said Tom, "I knew you weren't anybody, standing there in your pink suit. Nobody with any class wears a pink suit. You are a nobody." Gatsby was shocked. Daisy began to cry. "I know I haven't been a good husband," Tom said gently to Daisy. "But I will be better from now on. I promise."
"I just want to go home," said Daisy.
"Good," said Tom. "Gatsby can drive you back in his car. You can say goodbye to each other." Tom turned his back, and Gatsby took Daisy and left.